would like to invite His Grace Rasamrit Prabhu. He was with us right from the beginning at 7 p.m. sharp. He had joined us. Thank you so much, His Grace Rasamrit Prabhu. I'll quickly mention one more quote of Guru Maharaj. Attainment of Vaikuntha is only possible, only if Shiksha and Diksha are performed by a bona fide Sampradaya. Thank you. Over to you, His Grace Rasamrit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So, I would like to express my sincere gratitude for conducting this wonderful ceremony of Vyas Puja and also inviting me to participate. I am feeling very, very grateful. His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. I can also see Radha Pandrinath Prabhu and Mataji. I am seeing Mataji after, I think, ages. You know, we met in Bombay Andheri. And after that, I think probably 15 years or 17 years have passed, and now I am having her darshan. Please bless me, Mataji. So I will not take much time, you know, because I'm conscious of the time it will take and all. Because very wonderfully, Srivalla Prabhu, Radha Bha Prabhu already explained about the Guru Tattva Maharaj, the significance of Vyas Puja and all. I would, as a very small student, would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to Maharaj in an acronym. You know, so I have made an acronym of Maharaj's name, and I will just say that acronym, which will, you know, please Maharaj, I hope, because I have been very fortunate to get Maharaj's mercy since maybe I came in ISKCON from that day onwards. Because the day I started going to Pune Yatra, Maharaj was very regular in our Pune Yatra. And that time the congregation was also very small, so we would get Maharaj's very personal association. And because one time I had done this wonderful drama on Sant Tukaram in Dehu, and I had all the dialogue learned up, so I was telling Maharaj those dialogues, and Maharaj was beaming with the smile. He was so happy, and he will pat me. And also I have been always fortunate to attend Baharin Kirtan Mela wherever Maharaj went. So that was one more interaction with Maharaj, and Maharaj will be very pleased to meet all the devotees. So I will just say acronym of Maharaj's name. So it is his name, LOKANATH. So I'll just try to speak on that. So L I have made as loving father. So Maharaj is such a kind, loving father who has accepted disciples along with their karma, so that due to his pure association and shelter, we all can become purified, we can get love of Krishna, and we can go back home, back to Godhead. So he ensures that as a loving father, he will make sure that we go back home, back to Godhead. And Maharaj is such a loving father. He is Priya Pita. So O is for outreach of mercy. You know, as we all know, that ISKCON movement started in America. Srila Prabhupada went to America, he established ISKCON there, and then he brought back the movement to India. But obviously at that time the movement was more prominent in cities, you know, and the metros, big cities and metros. And many people will think that, okay, you know, your preaching is only happening in cities and not in metro. And many times Prabhupada will say that sometimes, you know, the difficulty with the Indian people is they will come and give advice, but they will not support. They will say big things, because somebody like told Prabhupada that you have such a wonderful magazine, Back to Godhead, why don't you start one Back to Godhead in Hindi? And Prabhupada said, why don't you start? I want people. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ekla ami nahi paibo. So Maharaj took the order of Srila Prabhupada to his heart to reach to the interior villages of India, and he started Pad Yatra with the bullock cart and took Krishna consciousness to interior village. Indeed, he has made a very wonderful film. I'm sure all of us would have seen that, The Lost Village. So he took it to the interiors and, you know, gave mercy to all the devotees who will receive the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Then LOK, K is I have made for Kirtan King, because Maharaj is very lovingly, by the devotees in ISKCON, is known by various names which they give out of their love and affection, like Kirtan King, Kirtan Samrat. due to his absorption and melodious singing of kirtans and bhajans. And I'll tell one incident. I had gone to one of my friend who is a South Indian, and in his house I heard Maharaj's kirtan CD was going on, meaning bhajan CD, and it was a Marathi bhajan which was being played. So out of curiosity I just asked my South Indian friend that, do you really understand Marathi? And he told, not at all. Then I said, okay. You know, then he said, but some ISKCON devotee gave me this CD, and this CD is so captivating, the voice of Maharaj is so captivating, that I just keep hearing again and again. So although I don't understand Marathi word at all, but I am just listening to it because it gives me happiness, and I continuously keep playing for it. So he is such a wonderful kirtan singer that his kirtan attracts the heart. So L-O-K, then A. So A, I have taken a liberty of mentioning A as Aravade Pati. And I hope you won't mind it. Aravade Pati is actually Radha Gopal, Sri Sri Radha Gopal. But I just put Aravade Pati. So I'll say that Maharaj is an example of how one simple person from a very simple village becomes a great devotee. Then how he can convert the whole village into a Vaikuntha-like atmosphere. And our Sri Sri Radha Gopal Mandir is an example, shining example of that. You know that how he could actually do that, and everyone became devotee. All his family members are devotee. So he is Aravade Pati. So that's A, and then L O K A N. So N I have mentioned as Nam Mahima Pracharak. So Maharaj is actually a Pracharak of the holy name. The whole life of Maharaj is dedicated for broadcasting the glories of the holy name. As the Gopi says, Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhuri Da Jana. You know, those who broadcast the message of Lord Sri Krishna, you know, Maharaj takes Bhagavat Sapta every year in Pune and many, many places around the world. He is broadcasting the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is broadcasting the glories of the holy name. And when I first time heard Maharaj's Kirtan, Antar Mandire Jago Jago, it actually captivated our hearts so much that for, I think, continuous 2 years, in my car, we will actually play this kirtan only. You know, it was so nice in way Maharaj was actually singing. So his Naam Mahima Pracharak. And for A, I have put this word accommodating. Because of, you know, our interaction with Maharaj, I have seen Maharaj is very accommodating. Sometimes we do so many requests, and I will tell one incident which I always remember. And I had shared this with Radha Pandrinath Prabhu, and also I think with Shyamalangi Mataji, that couple of years back when Maharaj was here, I think he was staying with Shyamalangi Mataji only, and he started at 6 o'clock from Dubai, came to Abu Dhabi, he gave a program in Abu Dhabi, then he went for another program. After another program, he took breakfast. From there, he already had a scheduled program in Sharjah, but in between, Maharaj went to do a kirtan program in Dubai, and he did not have time, so the prasadam which was prepared for his lunch was actually honored by Maharaj sitting in the basement. So Maharaj did kirtan for 1 hour, and after that he went to Sharjah, I think Harinam Chintamani Prabhu's place. He rested for very short time, and then evening again he had a program from 6:30 onwards. So from 6:30 Maharaj reached there, and I believe till 9:30 he was giving the program. So he was very accommodating, but my heart actually was paining because since morning I was with Maharaj. And I was fortunate to travel along with Maharaj to Dubai and Sharjah. So I told Radha Pandrinath Prabhu and Shyamalangi Mataji also, you know, I said, Maharaj is accommodating, but many times, you know, like devotees should take care of his health also, considering his advanced age. But Maharaj, the fact of the matter is that Maharaj is very, very accommodating. So I put A as accommodation, accommodating. Then T I have put as 26 quality possessor. Obviously, I am not going to speak on 26 qualities for the time being. But, you know, as Bhagavad says, Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadehinam Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. That Maharaj has all these good qualities of, you know, Titikshava, tolerance. Karunika, he is so merciful. You know, he's every quality of a Vaishnava you can find in Maharaj. And we can interact with Maharaj based on, you know, his, meaning we get the taste of his qualities based on our interaction with him. So I said that, you know, Maharaj is actually the possessor of 26 qualities. And the last H, which is the holy name worshipper. Maharaj is a true worshipper of the holy name. You know, Sri Valla Prabhu was also saying that morning 4:30 he starts on the Zoom session with chanting, and he is in public eyes for so many hours, and without being humble, without being truly humble and tolerant, one cannot chant the holy names constantly. As you know, Mahaprabhu says that Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Ripa Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Without having passed through this gateway of humility and tolerance, nobody can actually chant the holy name constantly. So he is the worshipper of the holy name, and because he worships the holy name with all his heart, with all his soul, and he is able to do this, and he is able to inspire so many people around the world and to all of us. So today it is our great good fortune that we have such devotees right in front of our eyes. Earlier also I was saying one time that when we hear about Haridas Thakur or Vasudev Dutt, obviously we get inspiration, but when we see these exalted devotees like His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Tirth Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, in what mood he went to America, to preach. He got caught with this unfortunate disease, but he had such a compassionate mood. So although they might have to undergo some difficulty, they are not afraid of saving the world. And therefore, I am feeling very, very fortunate and grateful on this auspicious day of Maharaj's Vyas Puja that we are in association of Maharaj under the shelter of His mercy. And I pray to Lord Sri Krishna and Sri Sri Radha Gopal Ji to bestow very good health upon Maharaj so that he lives long for many, many years to come and inspire so many people around the world and broadcast the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam and distributes the holy name. His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Thank you Radha Pandrinath Prabhu. Thank you Shyamalangi Mataji. Thank you Chittahari Prabhu. Thank you Harinam Chintamani Prabhu. Radha Raj Bihari Prabhu, Rukmani Mohan Prabhu, and everyone Prabhuji for giving me an opportunity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your association, Prabhu. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ms. Rasamrit Prabhu. Thank you so much. I can't see Ramakrishna Prabhu.